Refugees settling in the United States have a lot to juggle. Learning English, finding a job, starting school, all of that can make it hard to have a social life. That's why a group of teen refugees in New Haven got together with Yale students this weekend for a very American tradition, a Halloween party. Cassandra Basler from member station WSHU was at the chapel on Yale's campus for the candy, costumes, dancing, and pumpkin carving.
A 16-year-old is up to his elbows in pumpkin guts, hollowing out his first jack-o'-lantern. His name is Innocent Sangeera. I asked him if he thinks pumpkin carving is kind of gross.
Yeah, really gross.
Sangeera's friend Alexander Leone offers him a spoon. Leone met him through the Yale Refugee Project, a volunteer group that pairs students with resettled families.
Will that help to get the insides a little looser? No.
This is Sangeera's first Halloween party since he settled in New Haven from Rwanda 2 years ago. He's excited to wear his costume, a metallic skeleton mask from the Terminator movies. He says his English has improved a lot since he joined the youth group and started high school. Harper Rose Lunsk is with the Yale group. She plans family-friendly events where young people can hang out after school with their parents' permission.
One thing that we deal with is that families won't want their young adult, like their young kids or their teenagers, to go out. So it's not like we're going out and doing crazy teenager things. We're doing fun events that are safe and anyone could actually go to.
The idea is to help refugees feel less isolated. That's something 17-year-old Mahmoud Shakir Mahmoud says he felt when he arrived here 3 years ago.
First time when I see like a couple refugees when they came to the United States, they just sit out of the house and they do nothing. You know, in the holidays or something after school, they don't do anything.
Mahmoud is a refugee from Baghdad. He says while he waited for 2 years in Jordan for permission to come to the United States, he saw pictures of Halloween online. It was one of the things that he looked forward to.
I wish I have like a Halloween in my country because it's like something really good. And I see like people became new people, try to copy other people.
Like putting on costumes and stuff?
Yeah. I said when I'll be there, I'm going to celebrate that.
Behind Mahmoud, a group of Syrian teenagers who all arrived in New Haven this year add Arabic music to the party playlist. Mahmoud explains how everyone is dancing together, stepping in and out of a circle.
It's called Dabka, Syrian Dabka. It's like an additional dance for them country. And they try to teach the other people to help, like teach them how to dance.
Some of the teens say they're too old for trick-or-treating, but everyone enjoys the dance party. For NPR News, I'm Cassandra Basler in New Haven.